Exodus 21:22. If men fight. I want to talk to you about the dangers of violence. In the book of Exodus chapter 21, we see the law concerning violence. And in verse 22, the Bible says, if men fight. I think that we are living in a very serious and dangerous time regarding violence. Our TV screens are inundated with violent programs. What is pressing on my heart right now is the MMA, the UFC scene, that is the mixed martial arts, and the ultimate fighting challenge. I understand that there's some limited rules relating to this gladiator type of fighting, but it greatly concerns me when I see so many people cheering and parading around a sport that involves nothing but violence. I love the martial arts. I have black belts in 3 different martial arts. But that does not mean that being violent and beating up other people is okay. I don't care what the prize money is. I do not believe that this is okay or biblical or that Christians should be involved in such activity. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Jesus said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Beating people up for show or money or whatever reason is not demonstrating the love of God. I stand up and say, it is not okay for Hollywood to be producing nothing but violent movies and filth, TV stations glorifying death and fighting, and for video game companies to be producing those beat-em-up, shoot-em-up games. In my book, according to the Word of God, this is not okay. I want to read to you 3 verses from the book of Proverbs relating to violence. Proverbs 13:2 says, "A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence." Proverbs 16:29, "A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good." Proverbs 21:7, "The violence of the wicked will destroy them because they refuse to do justice." The Bible declares that people who are engaged in violence, in whatever form or capacity, the Bible declares right here that it will destroy you. Parents, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee regarding what your children are involved in. Oh, that's legalism. Really? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Bible says that we're going to give an account before the Lord for all of our works and actions. Everything that we ever did in this life is going to be tested by God. Everything that we do in this life is going to impact eternity. If you are going to fight, there's only one way to do it. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, Paul writes, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Paul's saying, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what your belief system is, each and every one of us is going to face the reality of eternal life someday. We're either going to be eternally in heaven with God, because we've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or we're going to be eternally separated from God because we rejected Him. We have a choice this day to make. God says, you are either with me or against me. Choose this day whom you will serve. It is time that we take our gaze off the temporal and onto the eternal, off the earthly and onto the heavenly. May we fight the good fight for God's glory. Please repeat after me and join with me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please forgive me of any past violent behaviors I have participated in. I desire to take my eyes off of the temporal and onto the eternal. I want to fight the good fight for your glory. I want you to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. I need your help, Lord. Please come to me. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.